ferry. So about six of us that day decided that we was going to go and try to get into the Fountain Ferry. We walked. We walked from Cedar Street all the way to Shawnee Park. We had to walk because we didn't have any money. We didn't want to tell our parents we were going. And they let us in. Well, we sneaked in, really. I don't know how we got in. I think we sneaked in as people were going in. And they treated us pretty bad. You know, they would run us away from the counters. We didn't have any money. We was just looking, just excited to see the rides and all the food. And we stayed around there all day. It was getting dark, so we knew we better get home because we were going to get in trouble. So we started down the street going on back home, and this car passed us, and it was a car full of white guys, and they called us niggers, and one of the guys called them chicken shit, and they pulled out a gun, and we took off running, and I'm telling you, they ran us so hard, I thought my heart was going to come out of my mouth. There's a long ride. It was a long run from Shawnee Park to Cedar Street. Maybe about 40 minutes running because we had to duck and hide. It seemed like we would go down an alley and they would turn the corner to find where the alley ended and would be coming through the alley when we got there. So we had to turn back around and run. And I got real angry at this guy, and I told him, I said, why you start that trouble? Now they're going to kill us. And we ran into the drugstore still sits there, 26 and Market. It's still that drugstore, and the laundromat's still there, too. We ran in that drugstore, and we told the man just hide us because they was going to kill us, and he told us to get out. So I couldn't get out. I thought my heart was going to jump out my mouth, but we still had to come on out of there. We were about three blocks from home. By the time we come out the door, though, they were gone because we were close to safety then. And I think that's the last time I ever went down to Fountain Ferry until they said it was open to blacks.